Okay, take five. Always anticipate a dead battery and have one on standby, fully charged. All right, calling the Ronnie Net, KA2IWK here. I will now be using W2PE, which is the club call of the Radio Association of Western New York, also known as Ronnie. This is an open net, which means you may come and go as you like. The net meets every Monday evening, beginning at 7 p.m. local time on the following repeaters: the W2EUP at 146.91, also 224.82, the WA2HKS, which is the one I'm currently on, at 444.000, and also WB2JQK, I believe it is now, the 29.68 10-meter FM repeater. That just has one rule, that you have a technician class license or higher in order to check in. Club affiliation is not required to join the net. It is open to all amateurs. Wherever you can hear the net, you're encouraged to check in. When checking in, please give my call, W2PE, release your push-to-talk button to be sure not doubling with somebody else. Then give your call, name, and location, please. You can also state that you have any comments or traffic if you do, and if not, I'll just assume you don't. Let's start by looking for any mobile or portables. Any mobile or portables first, and then we'll get general after that. Please call W2PE.
AC2RBL, Lee in the city of Tonawanda, portable, and no traffic, Jim.
W2PE. This is KD2, Kilo Sierra Golf, Solon Amherst, with words.
N2PE, or W2PE. This is K2KN Mobile in Tonawanda, New York. I have no traffic.
W2PE. IIZ, Chris Portable in Buffalo, no comment.
Okay, I got Lee, KC2RBL, KD2KFG, hi Phil, K2KN, K2KN, what's the name there, over?
Oh, sorry, I'm mobile, it's Jerry.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, Jerry, and appreciate the report again at the beginning of the net. And also KC2IIZ. Hi, Chris in Buffalo. All right, I'm going to stray from the norm slightly here and ask for any board members. Are there any Ronnie board members besides Lee? I know she's on the board, but anybody else wishing to check in, call now.
W2BE. WB2BEB, Paul in Grand Island with no comment. And good evening, Jim, doing a nice job.
W2BE.
This is KA2GBY Portable, Mike, North Tonawanda.
W2PE. KA2QYA, George Portable, Amherst, New York. No comment.
W2PE, KK4, Quebec Charlie Tango, Grand Island, Fred here, no comment.
W2PE, this is KD2DKH, Doug, mobile tonight in the town of Tonawanda, no comment tonight.
Okay. Break. Roger and welcome to WB2BEB. Hello, Paul. KA2GBY. Hi, Mike. KA2QYA. Good to hear you, George. KK4 Quebec Charlie Tango, Fred on Grand Island. And KD2DKH. Good evening, Doug. Alrighty. Let's do another round here of general check-ins. Make sure we get everybody on board before we do a couple of announcements. Anybody else wishing to check into the Ronnie information net, call W2PE.
W2PE. Mr. Amherst.
Dean in Tonawanda. Good evening, James, and everybody listening in.
W2PE. KG2LR, Richard Amherst, New York. No comment. Good to hear you back on the air, old man. Bye.
All right, very good. Good evening and welcome, Rich, KG2LR. And Dean. Dean, can I have your call again, please? K2, I missed the suffix.
K2, KLP, Kilo 2, Kilo Lima, Bravo.
Okay, that's what I thought it was, but I wanted to be sure. K2 KLB. Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it. All right. Further check-ins with or without comments, call W2PE. Okay. Well, we're going to try to keep it fairly short. Just a few announcements here, and then... we'll see where we go from there. Last Tuesday already, almost a week ago, we had our October general meeting, which was our annual tech fair. We aimed it primarily at our youth in scouting. We had quite a turnout. We had 40-plus kids and then adults to go with them, with some leaders and regular attendees. It was very well attended and very well run. Appreciate Aaron and forgot who the other event coordinator was, but they did an awesome job and pulled it off. We had several stations set up with all the different facets of amateur radio, so it was always good. And we had big door prizes as well. So the kids were all excited to win the door prizes. Next week, we have our monthly board meeting. And that's going to be on the 24th, Tuesday night. Any members besides board members are encouraged and may attend. You don't even have to have anything per se to contribute. Just sit in and listen if you like. If you do have a concern of any sort, you can certainly bring it to us on the board and we will address it. So that's, again, next Tuesday at 7 p.m. And I'll just mention that our next general meeting is going to be in November. And last I heard, it's going to be a docent from the USS Little Rock. He had previously served on the Little Rock. He was an encryption officer, and I believe he's going to speak on that. So more details to come on that as the time gets closer, but that's a little hint on what the November board, November general meeting will be. Okay, and we'll take another little break here to see if we have any other check-ins, wishing to check in to the Ronnie Information Net. You can call W2PE with your call, name, and location.
W2PE. This is KD2NPT and in Cheektowaga. No comment.
W2PE. KB2TIN, Ross and Kenmore. I'll just say good evening and listening. KB2TIN.
Okay, and Phil, I do acknowledge your words. I'll get to you in just a second. Good evening and welcome, KB2NPT, November Papa Tango, Ann. And Ross, KB2TIN. Good to hear from you, Ross, as well. All right, let's go for words. KD2KSG, Phil, you had some words, so take her away.
W2PE, this is KD2KSG. Yes, the words I have is, this weekend is Jamboree on the air. KD2KEH and myself will be putting W2SSR, Whiskey 2, Sierra, Sierra Romeo, which is Shelkoff Scout Reserve, on the air for Jamboree on the air. We will be activating from 855 Sweet Home Road, which is St. Leo the Great Church, on Saturday, October 21st, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, October 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a great time for youths and scouts to try to contact other scouts in the country or around the world. We'll be operating on several different modes, digital, single sideband voice, and we also plan on having a shortwave listening station. So anybody who's interested, please come during those times and try and get on the air. That is all I have to say. KD2KSG, back to net.
All right, Phil, thanks a lot. Appreciate that update. Do you know how many scouts you're going to have at that location?
We have no idea. You know, hopefully the weather will be nice, not as cold as it is today. Hopefully a little warmer, and hopefully, you know, I'm predicting 75 and sunny skies. We have no idea. It's whoever shows up. I hope we do get a lot of scouts. Unfortunately, we are going to be competing with the New York State CUSO party. And last year it was very, very difficult. Back to net.
Okay, KD2KSG, W2PE. Okay, Phil, very good. Well, I'm not sure about your weather prediction, but I surely will be rooting for that. I think it's going to be in the 60s, but, you know, that's still going to be a really nice day given this time of year. It's been pretty awesome. Even today, I think it was in the 40s or low 50s, and it was still real nice because of that sun. So hopefully you have sun on the weekend, and it'll keep things a little bit warmer. And for anybody who's interested, certainly listen for the different JOTA stations. They always need help getting people to say hello to the kids. Really piques a lot of interest and gets them interested in the hobby. And, of course, they can go home with some amateur radio brochures and tell their family about it, and hopefully they can get involved in the hobby. You can always use some more young talent in the club and the Western New York clubs as a whole. Okay, we'll take another pause here and see if there are any more check-ins for the Ronnie Information Net. Call W2PE with your call, name, and location. Okay, hopefully we didn't put people to sleep just yet. The last announcement I have, which I'm going to do a fancy way here on my iPad and bring up, well, it was there, now it's gone. Okay, we have some classes coming up, not until 2018, but as we all know, the holidays are upon us, and when the holidays come, they go really fast. So before you know it, it will be January 15, and that's when Kevin and his instructors start the entry-level technician class license. Again, that'll be Monday evening, January 15, from 7 to 9 p.m., so just a couple hours. It will be held at TSK Electronics, which is on Niagara Falls Boulevard in North Tonawanda, behind Wolitzer. The instructor brings more than 30 years experience. Wow, he's old. Does a lot of hands-on experience, learning as well, teaching, which helps immensely. And they're expecting to go about 12 to 14 weeks. So just plan for that if you plan to attend or anybody you know plans to attend. More details will be given out in the future here. If you need a brochure that is available, we can email it to you. If you want to give Kevin a call, feel free. That's Kevin, WA2FKV. His email address is wa2fkv@arrl.net, and the phone number is area code 716-693-3917. Again, 693-3917. And that's about all I have, so I'm going to take another check for check-ins, and then we'll close things up, barring any more words for the net. So other check-ins, call W2PE. Okay. I'm just going to do a quick calculation here, and it looks like October 31st, which is Saturday morning, is going to be, let's see, nope, I take that back, that's actually this coming Saturday is going to be the Ronnie Breakfast get-together. It's every third Saturday, so that would be this Saturday at the Boulevard Family Restaurant. That's 2487 Niagara Falls Boulevard in Amherst, and that will be right next to ABC Rental. So again, the next one will be this Saturday morning. About 9 a.m. So they have great food, and there's usually plenty of hams there who participate in the fellowship. So feel free to drop by if you have a chance. All right, and I want to thank all 13 stations plus myself for checking in. Wouldn't bother doing it if it weren't for the check-in. And appreciate everybody's participation. Again, we'll be here next Monday night as well. And hopefully Aaron will be back running the show. He just had some other stuff to do tonight. So at this time, we'll close the Ronnie Information Net. Again, thanks everybody for checking in. And wish to thank the Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association, also known as BARA, for the use of their repeaters tonight, and remind everyone to check into the BARA TechNet. That's every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. And also, since it is BARA that we use on a daily basis, their repeater system, please consider joining BARA in order to help maintain the repeaters. More information on joining BARA can be found at their website, which is BARA Buffalo, it's all one word, barabuffalo.com. If anybody has any information or questions or topics for this Ronnie Information Net, feel free to contact Aaron, N2HTL. He can be reached at oldhamradio@gmail.com. That's oldhamradio@gmail.com. Or you can contact Kevin, WA2FKV. Again, he's WA2FKV@arrl.net. So on behalf of the Radio Association of Western New York, we'd like to thank everybody again for joining us, and we'll see everybody next week. We now return these repeaters back to other amateur use. 73 all, and good night. This is W2PE, stroke KA2IWK, and I'll be clear.
Good job, Jim.
Thanks, Bill. It's been a while, but I guess I still have somewhat of a touch. Not quite, you know, up to Aaron's level, but I'm close.
Well, as long as the battery's charged, doing well.
See, a good ham is a prepared ham, right? Or a cured ham, I don't know which. But yeah, I just happened to... I had a feeling, and that was enough to get me to put the battery next to me.
Very good, very good. KD2, KAC. I am clear.
All right, 7-3, so I'll catch you later. KA2IWK.
7-3.
This is KK4, Quebec Charlie Tango, for some information. Can someone tell me where that electronic store is, and is it Tonawanda on Niagara Falls Boulevard? Over.
KD4, are you still there? Okay. Hey, you're just about hitting the repeater. It is on Niagara Falls Boulevard in the city of North Tonawanda. If you know where the Walmart is on Niagara Falls Boulevard in North Tonawanda, the Willister building is right in that area.
Thank you very much. This is KK4, Quebec Charlie Tango. 73's to you, and we'll talk to you later.
73.